Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim. Klamim Ches Simon Aleph. So the Chayyadim had raised the question of the appropriate way to do Zimun is to listen to the leader of the Zimun, the Mezamein. He should be the Mevorech, and the other ones should listen. But the concern is that they're not going to stay focused. L'chein mutav shekol echad ve'echad yivorech ima mevorech b'mila. That you should say along with the mezamein. So the appropriate way to do it is not that everybody should read on their own, but rather the mezamein should say out loud and word by word, and everybody else would read along with him word for word. But before the end of the bracha, they will go ahead a little bit. Therefore, in order to allow them to say amen, because if you finish at the same time as the mevorech, it looks like you're saying amen in your own bracha, and we don't do that. So you want to end your reading of that paragraph, of that bracha, before the mevorech ends that reading. So you're yakti ma'at, you go a little bit ahead, or what many people do is the mevorech pauses and allows everybody to finish, and then he says the bracha at the end. But it's clearly from the Chayyadim that the appropriate way is not to lose this idea that we're benching together, and you're reading with the Mevorech, but you should read along with them word for word. L'chein tzarech ha-Mevorech l'vorech b'kol rom, k'nei sh'yishmu ha-mesubin. And the point is that the Mevorech is leading, is saying benching, and you're saying it with him, so he has to say it out loud, that the other people which are there, the people which are gathered there, will be able to hear and join with him. But that which people do, so that which people do, which everybody benches on their own out loud, and they do not have the mevorech say out loud, you've lost the concept of zimun. So this is the idea which we mentioned before. The zimun is not just the introductory phrases, but the whole benching. V'lachein, al kaponim yizor levorech imay belachash mila b'mila arazon asakol. Dad shom hibirchas hazimun. Now, there's an opinion which says that the primary zimun is the following. The idea of zimun is let's give a bracha to Hashem, and then you give a bracha. So at least by saying one bracha, you fulfilled the concept of zimun. Let us give a bracha. Now we are giving a bracha together. So by finishing through the first bracha, you've accomplished this the idea of the zimun. So that's what the more means, akan birchas zimun. And therefore, at least the first bracha should be said out loud by the mezamein, and the other people should read along with the mezamein quietly. And then when they finish the first bracha, they answer amen. And then if they want to continue on their own, so at least you fulfill the basic concept of zimun, and that's acceptable. Then the Chayyadim says a chiddush, but I still say that it's appropriate because yidua b'masum and she'chavnu l'divrei mevorach. If you know that the group of people that you have there have good concentration abilities, and they're going to be able to stay focused, or they're people which really are very excited about benching, and they're able to stay focused, if they're able to listen to the words of the mevorach, so then you should tell them, listen, here's the plan. Have mind to be yertze with the mevorech. And then the mevorech will have in mind to be yertze them. So to be yertze with the Shema Ka'ona, there's a requirement that both parties have kavana. So the listeners have kavana to be yertze with the mevorech. The mevorech has kavana to be yertze them. Boz yemer ha-mevorech levad ad hazon ha-sakol. So he will say the first bracha out loud, and then they will be yotze with him, the first bracha. So the primary element of zimun was done based on the halacha that is supposed to be done, one person leading, saying it, everybody else being yotze. And then from the night of the Chon onwards, everybody will say it on their own. Now the Shulchan Aruch adds a shita that this is only true if the listeners understand Lashon HaKodesh. So the listeners understand what they're listening to, so then we can do this process of Shema Ka'ina, and they can be yotze with that. But if the listeners do not understand, they're not knowledgeable, they can't, then they have to read it on their own. When you read Lashon HaKodesh without understanding it, you are yotze. But to listen to it, when it's not really being absorbed, because you don't know what you're hearing, you're not yotze. And the Mishabura, and we shall talk about some talk about, this has relevance to Kiddush and other areas as well, that we're being yotze Shema Ka'ina. It's if the people don't understand what the Mavorach is saying, it's going to be problematic in the concept of the world of Shema Ka'ina to be yotze if you don't understand what you're hearing. Okay, but everybody should have a good day. This is Erev Yom Kippur. This year will be aired Erev Yom Kippur. So Shema Zecho to a Gemar Chasim HaToyva and a good day Gebench Dior. I do want to point out to everybody that there are dedication opportunities, sponsorship opportunities for the Shurim. All the money goes to support Karlo Zichron Amram, of which I'm the Rosh Karlo. Every penny goes through straight to the Karlo, to the members of the Karlo. So it was an opportunity to support Bnei Torah, which are learning Torah, which they have a din of a Niyam, and it's supporting of Torah. And if you have interest in doing so, please be in contact with me, either through my email at ereingold@yeshiva.edu, ereingold, at yeshiva, yeshiva.edu, or by calling me at 301-996-5910. 301-996-5910. A good thing of Bench Dior, everybody should zecha to have a Gemar Chasim HaToyva, and should be nechtam in the Sifrei Tzadikim for a good thing of Bench Dior.